too. I'm not one bit ashamed to be in the body of Christ. I'm not one bit ashamed to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. If I understand it correctly, we was able to go visit over to Gettysburg just a few months ago. And in that long, hard battle at Gettysburg, if I remember correctly, the battle got started by a man that was not even enlisted as a soldier. He was just a local hero, and he said, if there's a fight, I aim to be in it. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to see a fight right here tonight, wouldn't you?
All right.
Amen. A fight of us against the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Matthew chapter 9. Would you stand with us for the reading of the word? Praise God. Brother, do you have a handkerchief?
Yes, sir. It's clean.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I forgot. Amen. We're usually traveling by truck and trailer, and we've just come down here in a suitcase with wheels on it this past week. Time you pack everything for five in a little small Oldsmobile. That's what it is. It's a suitcase with wheels on it and a steering wheel, and everybody just sitting in their own little spot. Amen. But we're glad to be here tonight and looking forward to what God's going to do for us right here. Matthew chapter 9. Thank God. I tell you what, why don't we let Sister Cena testify real quickly? Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 26. And the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. It'd be hard for a blind man to not testify about the healing, wouldn't it? Amen. That's asking a hard thing to tell a man just got healed that was blind. Now, don't tell anybody about it. Amen. But he did. The Bible said, But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Amen. I want to preach tonight by the Lord's help. This began to stir in my heart and soul this morning. Amen. I want to preach on the fame in the name.
Yes.
Amen. There is fame in the name.
Yes.
Thank God. May the Lord help us here tonight. Looked up the word fame. Fame means report and renown and news.
Yeah.
Amen. And how many knows that you can have fame? You can be bad and have fame.
Yeah.
Amen. You can be bad and have fame.
Sure.
Bonnie and Clyde, they were evil, but they had fame. They were renowned.
Yeah.
Amen. All through this world today, we've got people that are very famous throughout America. Amen.
Yeah.
Throughout the United States. Amen. And we've got some leaders that are famous. And their fame is not necessarily because of their good leadership, but some are famous because of their bad leadership.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But there's also fame for doing good. There's good fame and there's bad fame. And I looked up this and thought about this in the Bible today. Thought about how that Ahab was a very famous king.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Why was Ahab famous? Because the Bible said he did to make God angry than any other king did before him. Right. Amen. Amen. He was more sinful. He was more ungodly. Amen. He was more deceiving. He was very famous in the eyes of God. Amen. But oh, when I begin to read this and pray about this, meditate about this, I've thought about the fame in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. And oh, the Bible said in John chapter 21, we got a lot of scriptures tonight. So if you want to follow along with us, John chapter 21 and verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he had so much fame. Oh, all the books in the world could not contain everything that Jesus did. All the miracles that Jesus had performed. But there is fame in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, some gained fame because of the name of Jesus. That's not the kind of fame I'm talking about. By using the name of Jesus and becoming famous. Amen. But oh, Jesus had fame. And what is fame? It is renown. It is reports. And it is news. Amen. Oh, brother, whenever the name of Jesus has been used, there has been reports. Amen. There has been renowned things that have taken place. There has been great news. I like what the Bible said. Amen. Jesus was gathered in a house. There he was preaching the word to them. Amen. And they walked away and they said, "We have seen strange things today." Amen. Oh, they'd watch people healed. They'd watch the blind healed. They'd watch the man being let down through the ceiling and him take up his bed and walk. Amen. They left saying, "We have seen strange things today."
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I tell you why. Amen. Because there is a name called Jesus. And the Bible said that God, having highly exalted him and given him a name above every name.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, praise God. I'm amazed at the fame of our athletes. Amen. Some of them are getting $30 million a year. Amen. Run up down a court and shoot a basketball. And brother, they have roles to fame. Everybody wears their numbers. Everybody wears their jerseys. Amen. But when I think of Jesus, his name goes far above any athlete. His name goes far above any president. His name goes far above any leader. Amen. Any captain, any general, any soldier. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. And there's fame in the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad? Oh, glory to God. Oh, when I looked at this fame, I thought about the Lord. And this is what the Lord began to deal my heart in this morning in prayer. Begin to deal with me about the name of the Lord. Amen. I begin to pray and study and meditate on the many different times that the name of the Lord was used. Amen. The Lord means it's a title of majesty. It's a title of majesty. It's a title of kingship. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 12. Amen. The Bible talks about how that when Abraham prepared an altar unto the Lord. And the Bible said that Abraham called upon the name of the Lord. Amen. If you've got a request, and you've got a petition, and you've got a need, and you need a dedication, amen. Let me tell you who to call upon. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Call upon that high name. Oh, I'm so glad that when we go to prayer, amen, we can come to him in the name of the Lord. We can come boldly before the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad there's fame in that name. Oh, when I need to pray, I must just call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. How many knows that we minister in the name of the Lord?
All right.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 18, 5 through 7 talks about how that God had dedicated, told amen, the Levites that they were going to be dedicated to minister.
Right.
And brother, they were to minister in the name of the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. We got so many today, they're ministering by this name. And they're ministering by this fellowship. And they're ministering by that fellowship. Amen. But you know what we need today in our generation? Amen. We need people that come to minister in the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. We need God called men. Amen. To stand up in this hour and minister in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, one man said, we got something that's mama called and daddy sent.
Yeah.
And some just got up and went.
Amen.
Amen. But oh, I don't want to be just a mama call or a daddy sent. But when I want to come in the name of the Lord.
Right.
Amen. In that name that is above every name. In that name that is title of majesty. It's a title of kingship. Oh, it's a beautiful name. Amen. It is a beautiful name. It is a wonderful name. It is a blessed name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, Deuteronomy 28:10 said, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Amen. Brother, when Israel was called in the name of the Lord, it made all people afraid of them. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Now that man that wears that star right here, now in his flesh, he don't mean a whole lot. But when he's got that star, amen, brother, that's he's been backed up by the state. Amen. And he's been backed up by the government. And he's been backed up by that pistol on his side. And brother, I want to tell you, I'm amazed. I've seen people get all upset. And I watched one night. Amen, Brother McDonald. Some of them got all up in the air at Walmart. And brother, they was getting ready to fight. And they was wanting to throw everybody out and burn the place down. Somebody slipped over there and called. And in walked the police. And brother, I'm amazed at how these folks that dare them to call the police just calm right down. And it's yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, sir. You know why? That badge, that star. And they know that this man has power, amen, to lock them up. This man has power to make it hard. I'll tell you, friend, when the devil looks at us, he don't see a whole lot. But if he looks at what we came in, and if he looks at what we have, we're in the name of the Lord, and he makes the devil tremble. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'm trying to preach to us here tonight.
Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. David, he went out of the battlefield to fight the Philistine.
Yeah.
Philistine had a sword. He had a shield. He had weapons.
Right.
Amen. He stood up and he said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Amen. You sent out this little child. Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. And oh, David. Amen. Unlike his brothers, David did not run away from the battle. Bible said that David ran to the battle.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, can't you imagine what's going through the mind of Goliath? I can imagine. It's about like when my little boy says, Daddy, let's fight. Amen. I'll just play around with him a little bit. I'm going to jump on my back and I'll grab him and throw him down. Amen. He'll kick me here and I'll grab his foot and I'll throw him down. I'm sure Goliath thought this is going to be a play match. And it might have been. But David said, you come to me with spear and sword. Amen. But I come in the name of the Lord. And brother, when you come in the name of the Lord, there's victory ahead.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. That God that you're defying, that God that you're cursing, that God that you're challenging, I'm coming in his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory,
oh, glory to God. And a stone sailed through the air and he didn't ride on the helmet. Amen. But I knew no brother, he fell down. And David went over there, and David did not have a sword. He drawed his own sword out, cut his head off, and walked back into the camp, holding the head that did all the talking, holding the head that had all the mouth, holding the head that cursed and sweared and challenged God. How'd he do it? But it wasn't the stone. No, it wasn't necessarily the stone. But it was what he said before he fought. I come in the name of the Lord. Amen. There's fame, brother, in this name. Amen. Oh, glory to God. There's been many battles won. Amen. Because someone used the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's been many needs met because somebody used the name of the Lord. There's been many requests answered. Amen. Because somebody called on the name of the Lord. Praise God. Would you raise your hands? And let's praise his name. I'm glad for that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, it brought fire when they called on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen, it did. It brought the fire of God. Amen, and oh, glory to God. As Elijah challenged them, and Elijah said, you build an altar unto your God and call upon your God. Amen. I'll build an altar to my God, and I'll call upon my God, and let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Amen. And ye call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. There's fame in this name. Brother, there's renown in this name. There's great things that happen. Amen. When we call upon the name of the Lord. Him and the stones, he built an altar. In the name of the Lord, he made a trench about the altar, and great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Amen. He called it burnt before it was even on fire. Amen. Glory to God. He knew the fire was going to come.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He said it's burnt. It ain't even been set on fire. You know why? Because he knew that after he got all this in order, after he got all this altar built, after he got all the wood laid in order and the water poured on the sacrifice, he knew he was going to fall down on bended knees and he was going to say, oh God of heaven, I call upon you in the name of the Lord. And brother, when he called upon the name of the Lord, fire fell from heaven. Amen. It licked up the water. It burned the sacrifice. Amen. There's nothing left in the spot. Amen. Because somebody called upon the name of the Lord. And somebody knew there was fame in that name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got help. Our help is in the name of the Lord. According to Psalms 21:24-8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Yes.
Where is your help? It is in the name of the Lord.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Lord, we don't need nothing else. No. That is our badge, the name of the Lord. That is our weapon, the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is our shield, the name of the Lord. That is our way maker, the name of the Lord. That is our prayer, the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad? Amen. I've told the devil before. Amen. He's pushed me around and tried to stop me and pushed me over here. Amen. And Brother Casey, I told him, you better watch out, devil. I'm getting ready to pray. Come on now. Amen. I'm getting ready to call on the name of the Lord. And Brother Devil, tremble. Enemies flee when you call on that wonderful name. Praise God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord, according to Proverbs chapter, amen, 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes.
Amen. It's our, we pray. It's our defense. It is our weapon. Amen. It is how we minister. And brother, it's also a place that I run into. And according to the Bible, it said the name of the Lord is a high tower that the righteous run into and they are saved.
Amen.
It's a saving place.
Yes, it is.
The name of the Lord. It's how we walk, according to Micah 4 and 5.
Uh-huh.
We walk in the name of the Lord.
All right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. It's what we trust in, according to Zephaniah 3 and 12. and I trust in the name of the Lord.
All right.
Oh, praise God. Amen. And we've already done it in this service tonight, according to James 5 and 14. Amen. Is there any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church and anoint them with oil. How? In the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Brother, this oil isn't just to get your head greasy. It's to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's how we get our healing.
Yes.
When we call upon the name of the Lord.
I believe it, brother.
It's how we trust. We trust in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I've got good news tonight for the sinner.
Yes.
That whosoever, amen.
Yes.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Thank God.
Aren't you glad there's faith in this name?
Yes.
Amen. I said there's faith in this name. There's power in this name. Amen, brother. At the very mention of the name of Jesus, hell trembled when I said that word, Jesus. Not because of me, but because there's fame in that name. Amen. There's renowned things that have taken place. There's miracles that have happened when people call upon the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. I got one more scripture I want to read to us tonight. Amen. I've learned when you get finished, quit. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 12. This name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may be glorified.
All right.
In you and ye in him.
Yes.
According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. What authority do we have? The name of the Lord.
Yes.
There Moses stood, brother, slow of speech. Amen. I didn't hardly know what to say. And brother, when he said, I come to deliver the children of God. How? He said, well, all I know is to say what he told me to say.
That's right.
I am. That I am.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That carries weight.
Amen.
Yes.
What I say don't have a whole lot of weight sometimes, but what he says carries weight.
Yes, I hear.
It is the deciding vote.
Amen. That's right.
It is the majority.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Would you stand with us tonight?
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. I am that I am.
Yes.
You know, I hadn't always been saved. I was raised in church, but I hadn't always been saved. But I did learn one thing, and God has helped me. Amen. According to Exodus 27, it tells us, take not the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Amen. And God has helped me. I've never done it in speech. Amen. I probably have in action.
Uh-oh. Come on now.
Amen. I've never said it from here, but I did it from here.
All right.
But I did learn one thing, and it scared me. Amen. Brother, I had one brother, and there was a sure way to get me and my brother to pray. Whether we got saved or not, there was a sure way to get us to pray. You preach on the wrath of God, or preach on the judgment of God, or the book of Revelations.
Yeah.
And brother, as soon as them words were said, and I woke up, and oh, when the altar call was given, I ran to the altar.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to tell you, this name is so powerful. He said, don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Amen.
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 Because there's fame
yeah.
in this name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Who healed you, blind man? Who was he? Amen. He wasn't a deep theologian. All he knew was, I can tell you I once was blind. I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Who did it? That's the man right there, and that's all I know. There's fame in that name. I believe it's going to be the most famous name in heaven. Amen. God having highly exalted him.
Yes.
Given him a name that is above every name.
That's right.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. But if you read all of it further, it says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad there's power in that name.
Yes.
I'm glad there's faith in that name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God.
I'll tell you what. Let's just leave that for right now. And I'll hold it. Praise God. Why don't we all find us a place to pray? Amen. Why don't we all just come right around and let's call upon the name of the Lord.
Praise.